What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show. Adam's here, putting on his headphones, and we're off.
And we're off. Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show.
You're a little too hot here.
And we're off. Welcome. The Monday episode, Patreon, the final...
The final, yeah. The next Patreon episode, there will be video.
This is the final and podcast we may, Patreon.
You know, I'd like to do it because it's we have something planned. Maybe drop it a couple days early.
Yeah, because Monday is the big day.
Is Monday the big day?
Monday is the big day.
Oh, then we don't need to drop it early.
So we can do it, yeah. Or we could do it just to ramp up to the big day.
All right. Yeah, maybe.
And the big day.
Lemon, did you eat my ass? It's gone.
No, you're still raspy.
I think that's permanent, dude.
You think you damaged your vocal cords?
I think I did. Doing shows on top of it, I think I've fucked up my vocal cords.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
You're like
my
you're
prince.
Like did he damage his vocal cords?
No, I'm just saying, guys, that I'm like.
Oh yeah, you are. Well, because you went to Minneapolis, well, now you feel like you're Prince.
I'm Mr. Minnesota now.
Mr. Minnesota. You have respect for the state of Minnesota.
I'm Mr. Minnesota, aka the Las Vegas kid.
Wow. You're picking up the personality of every city.
You have no idea how tempting it was to just buy all the Minnesota shit in the airport. I'm thinking about it. I want to do like this. I want to have like Down syndrome aesthetic confidence.
Yeah.
Where I just decide to be into things. I just pick stuff and then I'm... Because Down syndrome guys do that. They'll hear about Minnesota and they'll be like, I love Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's my favorite place.
I like Minnesota about the build.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you like about the Vikings? Oh, they're a good team. What sport do they play? Minnesota. Like, oh, all right. Nobody's going to stop them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have that confidence, but for airport clothes.
Yeah, give yourself the confidence of a man with
Down syndrome. Where's the next place you're traveling?
I will be at Governor's in Long Island.
So you
want to feature?
Get Long Island clothes?
Next weekend. And me
Is
and
it
Adam.
Friday and Saturday?
It's 2 days, real quick.
2 days?
Yeah.
4 shows?
I think 4 shows, yeah. Friday and Saturday. Check it out. Go to mole.dog/live.
So you're
going to
get Long Island clothes. You can get the Islanders, the NHL Islanders. They came to Brooklyn for a couple seasons, and then people were like, that's gay. And then they went back to the Nassau Coliseum, where they belong, with those pieces of fucking shit over there.
Why would I go to the city? I got my own Coliseum here.
I got a Coliseum here.
We got a Coliseum.
They say it's as beautiful as Rome.
Hurricane Sandy, the Coliseum, Billy Joel. Governors, buy tickets, please. Mm-hmm. Check that out. My tour is almost over. I got Governors, Magoobies, and then San Francisco, and that's it. I'm done.
Oh, what are you going to get there in the airport? You're going to get some fucking gay shit?
Mm-hmm.
Some bondage?
Some fucking Rice-A-Roni
stuff. What are you going to get? What is that? Is that some sort of fag food?
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yeah. They're like, ooh, just a little treat.
I always thought it was funny when I'd see those commercials and they'd say Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, because the whole time I thought the San Francisco treat was gay sex.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I thought the San Francisco treat was having gay sex with men.
Oh, what a treat.
With other men. I thought that
Can you imagine just having your ass pounded?
Little treat for me.
And looking at your lover and being like, what a treat.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat.
What an absolute treat.
What a treat.
Wait, can you press a Hershey's kiss into my ass with your cock?
Just a little treat for my
little something special for old Benji.
Oh, yeah. For old Benjamin.
Benji the butthole. That's what they call me. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What? You just remember.
We just lost two comics for tonight.
Why?
I'm gonna have to book at the last second.
Who'd you lose for tonight?
The Philly boys.
Who are the Philly boys?
Tommy Pope and Chris O'Connor.
Chris Angel. Mm-hmm.
Chris Angel, the mind freak.
I love how those guys are all just a little crew. And it's so much less like, not that it's like kind of, I don't want to make
They're
this
all
criticism.
Just what you say?
But I was gonna say that the Chicago outfit.
Do you remember them?
The clickiness
they
of them.
They were a real piece of shit.
I didn't really like it, but the Philly guys, the way they stick together, I appreciate it.
It's family. Yeah, it's kind of a Fast and the Furious style of attitude to your local scene.
It's more like it's like a special education class.
Yeah, and Shane is Vin Diesel.
Yeah, Shane's the Vin Diesel of the special education class.
Good one, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we are all family. Yeah, no, the Philly.
I live my life a quarter pounder with cheese at a time.
Them Philly boys.
Yeah, we them boys.
Them Philly boys.
We them boys. Sherrod had a period where he just kept saying that over and over again.
We them boys?
Yeah, Sherrod loves saying we them boys.
That'd be so sick.
I miss Sherrod. We got to have Sherrod on the show.
He's around?
He's here, yeah. He's just at the salary.
Is he doing Race Wars still? Is that still a podcast?
He's taking care of himself.
Is he?
Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight.
Good for him.
I mean, years ago. But yeah, anytime I see him, he's a healthy guy now. Sherrod Carmichael.
Sherrod Carmichael.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so I got to book Funny Moms right before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great.
You worried about that?
No.
No, you're a clutch player.
Yeah, dude. I'm Mario Aldo Rivera, dude.
You're Mario Aldo Rivera.
I can whip something up. We can see. I got 3 hours.
Weedem boys.
Wouldn't you just like to do a layup line?
Weedem boys.
With all your best friends.
I'm Charlie Rose.
Weedem boys.
I'm Charlie Rose, and my guest tonight is Clips, singer of what is it called? What Happened to That Boy? What's the name of the song?
What Happened to That Boy is Fabulous.
No, that's Clips.
No, what happened to that boy?
What happened to that boy? That's Clips.
No, it's Fabulous.
No, Breathe is Fabulous.
Well, you could have more than one song.
I don't think he does, dude.
Yeah.
Look it up.
I think it's Fab.
I'm pretty sure it's Clips, dude. What happened to that boy? I'm Charlie Rose. Tonight's guest.
The clip, it's Baby featuring Clips.
Mm.
I'm wrong. Once again, Adam Friedland proved wrong. The Birdman. That should have been the clue. The bird noise in the background.
Yeah.
Wow. Clips. VANO and then the N-word.
We them boys, but who are the boys? Tonight on Charlie Rose, I talked to...
We them boys was Wiz Khalifa.
I talked to black people to get to the bottom of who the boys are.
Who are the boys?
My joke in Minneapolis was going around asking people like, hey, man, who's George Floyd? Hey, your sign outside. Who is George Floyd?
Is there a lot of George stuff?
I saw some George
stuff. You saw some George stuff. Mm-hmm. People are rocking with him still?
Yeah. You see more George stuff than like Black Lives Matter stuff. I also went to the Mall of America and I saw probably the most black-owned business I've ever seen in my life.
What was it called?
Something called Five Bilas.
Is everything $5?
I don't know.
It's like a dollar store.
I sent it to Shane. He was like, is that supposed to be Five Below?
Well, you know Five Below.
Yeah, I know Five Below, yeah. But this was Five. I'm not an idiot. I didn't see a Five Below, and I was like, oh, this is a black person.
No, it's not that I don't know that store.
Yeah, I know, but it was the number five and then B-U-L-O-U-Z.
People love that.
Yeah,
and Five Bulas.
Yeah, I guarantee you that one didn't burn down. Yeah. During the
Imagine going to the bank for your loan.
I bet that place was, the temperature didn't even go up a digit.
We got to protect Five Bulas.
Five Bulas stayed cool. That was like a walk-in freezer during the Floyd riots.
Hey, imagine you're a black entrepreneur. You're going to the bank and you're trying to pitch them your Five Bulas concept.
I'm going to start a landscaping company called Black Mode Business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's black lawnmowers.
And it's all Mexican guys working there. Yeah,
candy paint lawnmowers.
Candy paint. 5% tint.
Yeah.
I listened to that song the other day. I listened to Slim Thug featuring Mike Jones.
Why must I chase a cat? Nothing but the dog in me. What's going on outside? I'm having my lawn mowed.
I'm having my lawn mowed by a black mode business.
By a black owed
business.
Black mode business. Black mode lawns. I was saying to this, I pitched this to Shane, and he just stopped responding because it was probably too offensive. But it's in the 1800s referring to some people as business-owned blacks.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not offensive. It's kind of clever. Yeah. I mean, it is offensive, but it's clever.
Let me try it this way. I saw a lot of these black-owned businesses.
How about business-owned
blacks? In the 1800s, what if they had business-owned blacks? You tried telling that joke to an alligator.
I'd love to see you try, buddy.
Try and say that to an alligator, pal.
Yeah.
But yeah, Minneapolis was so much fun. That was the most fun I've had. doing shows in probably years.
Really?
What a great weekend.
It's a good comedy city.
It's a good comedy city. It's a great town.
You like it there?
I loved it, dude. Every minute of it.
Didn't our friend Ian go to a place called the Gay 90s when he relapsed?
They had a place called Gay 90s there, yeah.
Was it fun?
I didn't go. I saw it.
Why?
I don't know. I just started thinking of my own ideas for businesses.
the capitalist in you came out.
Yeah.
You wanted to compete.
My own strip club called Let There Be Penis. And it's Gay God. Gay God in repose, reaching out and gently touching his fingertip to the top of David's penis.
Yeah, there's like a shining light.
Is that Dave? Who is it in the? Who's the other guy in the club?
It's Adam.
It's just God's boyfriend.
It's God and Adam.
It's God and his boyfriend.
Well, God is like jacked in it. Yeah. God's like, and he's also got like a wax chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're both massive and their dicks are so small.
Tiny dicks. and their fingers.
They're like, let's have sex.
I choose you.
Let's have the gayest kind of sex you can have. It's just gently touching each other's fingertips from chaise lounges.
Let there be penis.
Let there be penis, dude. Yeah. The Gay God nightclub.
The Gay God. I believe in a gay God.
Yeah. No, I'm straight up. I'm like in love with Minneapolis, dude.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. It was salubrious, I'd call that weekend.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Like health giving.
Really?
Yeah. Even though I was drunk the entire time.
Oh, yeah. You're back on it.
Yeah. I gotta rein that in. It started as a joke, but you know me. I take jokes too far.
Yeah. You do a relapsing on alcohol after 10 years as a bit.
That's what happened.
It was a good bit. Didn't you say you were like, when I'm 30, I'll drink again? You made it another 3 years.
I made another 3 years. That was the plan.
That was your plan.
I was 24. I was a loser. And I was like, let me get sober, and I'll quit drinking until I'm 30. And if I'm still the same amount of loser that I am, then what the fuck? Why not drink? You know what I mean?
But you got rich.
I did get rich. But I am still a loser.
You're still a loser.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Somebody brought me a Tom of Finland jigsaw puzzle. I'm like, yeah. All right, thanks, man.
And then I get home so
and I'm like,
cool.
just opening it up and getting the Ziploc bags out.
Yeah, you're like, I got to laminate this so I can have it on the wall.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah, you're gluing it so you can get it in a frame.
And I'm like, quietly, like, yes, 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 yes. Nice.
Oh, we didn't set up the cameras for this one. We're doing a little cami test.
Well, it's all right, because those cards I have, I'm going to practice editing the shit.
Yeah. We did a little camera. No one's going to see it, but we did a little camera test last one.
I'm trying to learn Da Vinci Resolve.
Yeah. So you could be just like that guy.
Da Vinci. Leonardo Da Vinci.
So you could paint a picture of God. putting his finger to add the tip of Adam's
just
penis.
Just gently touching Adam's tiny boner.
Just a tiny erection.
Gay God, the movie.
Gay God. Chris Kattan is Gay God. Mm-hmm. From the creators of Bruce Almighty comes Gay God.
Bruce would be a good name for Gay God.
Yeah, Bruce is a good gay.
Bruce Almighty is just a gay God's
That's
name.
That's just a gay his name. Mm-hmm. And his name is also Bruce Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. I like the idea of Gay God. I think we can pitch that. We're going to have a gay face for our pitch meeting.
We got to get a peacock show.
Yeah. Well, this is what we got to do. We got to write all our ideas and then just go to like a bondage bar or something like that and hire them to be our public faces. Mm-hmm. And we just write under a nom de plume. And we have these two leather daddies who are selling scripts around town.
Mm-hmm.
But little do they know it's us.
How about a nom?
Secret gay guys.
Nom de poon. And it's a name you use.
A name you use for
having sex.
For having sex with pussy.
Yes, my nom de poon is Orlando Da Vinci.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, my name's Orlando Da Vinci. It's my nom de poon. I fill the bed with roses and light 800 candles and come in 10 seconds.
Just the fastest. Yeah, two pumps.
Yeah, there's a bubble bath. There's a bubble bath set up. You got fucking Cool in the Gang playing. You put the bitch down and just immediate. And then you tip your hat.
That'd be a great scene for
Orlando Da Vinci.
Yeah. Orlando Da Vinci.
My nom de poon.
Yeah. That's true. They teach pickup artistry. They don't teach not busting really quick artistry. Yeah.
I'm moving away from the pickup artistry. Now I'm on the brick up artistry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my bread right.
Yeah, that's right.
I can come back to the bitches once my bread right.
Yeah. And also, you can meet bitches at the bank.
I'm starting a business where we buy every Carfax for every car, and then we make it free.
Is it free?
Yes, already.
All dealerships are like, yeah, here's your free Carfax. Like, they're doing you a favor. But I feel like the website's free already.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck them. So I shouldn't get that car I showed you.
They should have Carfax for women. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I'm telling you, brother. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to see your service records.
Yo, you know what I was thinking? You'll like this. And I'm glad I didn't tell you this off mic because I was laughing about it today.
What?
And you'll appreciate this. You know what is like truly hilarious that I didn't think about until this morning?
What?
That Curve's gym went out of business. It's just, it's like, all right, sure, bitch. Yeah, you're going to the gym.
Yeah,
we'll see how that works. A gym for fat ladies. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like you guys are really committed to turning things around.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Imagine the man that owned Curve's gym just pissed off those fat bitches for letting him down.
Right.
How dare these fat, these fucking cows put me out of business. Yeah, my grandma found me like one of her neighbors is going to be out of town when I'm visiting her.
Oh, you're renting his house.
I'm going to rent his apartment. And I looked up what he does.
Should I become Mr. South Africa?
You can come with me, bro. I'm telling you, you can meet the old Tupac in Cape Town. But yeah, I looked up what he does, but he runs like a UN NGO that's like for women, for like women's like whatever, like getting, you know, liberation or something. But it's just so funny. It's like a picture of him smiling in his like headshot, mm-hmm. but they put a man in charge of it.
Yeah,
and I'm staying at his house.
Yeah, it's always I was just like when like Oprah would go to Africa to build schools for girls, and it's like, so they don't even have buildings,
right?
What do you mean build a school? You just
they're on the floor.
You don't have a building anywhere that you can use. Maybe that they should figure buildings out first before you worried about, you know, schools.
Yeah, they're sleeping outside.
Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, it's oh yeah. The other irony was he was a white man too from California who like went to South Africa to tell them like black ladies that they need to be equal. What are we looking at right now?
Kyla sent me a DM I got from Omar Shawkat.
What did he say?
He was at Skanks Fest, and it was, I swear to God.
Seen him in years.
Dude, I haven't seen him in years, and it was wild because
does he write wrestling or something?
He does something. I don't know, but I was thinking about him. I was like, he just popped into my head. I'm like, what the fuck happened to Omar? I never see him anymore. And then, like, literally 30 minutes later, he just happened to be there.
Was he doing comedy?
No, he was working the event.
Oh, he was working?
Yeah.
He works for the Skanks organization.
Yeah, I thought he quit stand-up and got into acting.
That's what I thought too, right?
Yeah, because he had a couple of credits. He was on stuff.
Yeah, he's very he's photographic.
Yeah, he looks like a genie.
Yeah. He could be good. Who was that guy that actually looked like a genie? He was like a D.C. area comic, then he moved to Vegas and got kind of big.
He looked like a genie. Oh, Matt Kazam?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like
his last name was Kazam.
He wasn't really a DC comic. He was kind of all over.
Was he?
Yeah, he wound up.
I thought it was a DC comic.
No, he wound up in DC, I think. But yeah, he was like, he's been around forever. He's been around since like the early 80s.
I remember when I was back in Vegas that I saw he had his own room or something in Vegas.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's another guy that turned his life around. He was a big fat guy, and then he got really into juicing. He got into juicing, lost like 6 million pounds, and then got like a hot Russian wife.
Really?
Yeah.
All it took was juice.
Yeah, juice. Yeah, he got like super into juicing. Because I remember this is now going back like 12, 13 years ago. But he would post pictures of like, he's like, yeah, today's haul. And then he would show his refrigerator. And it was just like filled with different types of lettuce.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like, I hope you have juicing friends. Because like regular people aren't going to be like, wow, lettuce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I should get into.
Lemon, did you eat my ass?
That sounds good.
Yeah, but there's kind of this like rusty kind of. He has a thing. It's almost like a metallic quality. Metallic Baldwin, dude. Can you imagine
his
that?
His post this weekend was incredible.
I'm a robot now. Now I'm a robot. It's me, Metallic Baldwin.
You saw the post on... I sent it to you, right?
Yeah.
You're off of Instagram. You missed the good ones. Mm-hmm. 1 year ago today.
1 year ago today.
I shot a bitch.
I'm going to do a funny joke.
Dude, it's so chill. He just walked. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not his fault, right? He didn't put a fucking bullet in it.
You know, I had a day job. They called me Alec Calden.
Really?
Because I'd never show up.
You never showed up?
I'd never show up.
Guys around the office got a big laugh out of that one. Yeah.
They used to call me Black-Owned Baldwin because I would never show up to work.
Oh, man. Have you ever noticed, have you ever walked past like a big public housing building?
No, never. That sounds dangerous.
In New York City?
No, that's always...
So many people have apartments that are just...
I have Google Maps set to white mode.
That just have red lights? Do you know what I mean?
I think... People
chill in the red?
Yeah.
They're into photography or something?
They just never see the color blue, dude. It's a gang thing.
Oh, yeah. There is bloods.
Yeah.
So you know where they live.
When I was in Houston, somebody gave me a T-shirt that just says Houston Sippers on it.
Yeah, it's a lean shirt.
And I'll wear any shirt. You give me a shirt, I'll put it on.
Yeah.
That's me. That's sort of.
I saw you walk here.
I learned that from the Bible. Unreal. The type of interactions that I have.
People think it's cool.
Gang members, literally.
They've been coming up to you.
Dude, yeah. Some guy with fucking like numbers tattooed under his eye was like fucking, bro, that shit is tough, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, hey, oh, gee, thanks.
Whoa, oh, this?
Are you guys in a gang?
I got it in Houston.
Because I'm around here, and my name's Mr. Minnesota, a.k.a. the Las Vegas Kid.
Soon gave me this.
Soon to be Mr. South Africa.
You trying to come, dude? We got to see the big five.
What are the big five?
Elephant.
Oh, I thought who, what, where, when.
Lion.
Yeah. LGBTQ.
I don't know. Elephant, lion.
LGBTQ. LGBBQ?
LGBBQ is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Lion, leopard, rhino, elephant, and buffalo.
Oh, it is LGBTQ.
Yeah. LLRE.
What's the gayest animal? Probably the giraffe, right?
The snake.
Yes. Well, you're doing the Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. The gayest snake.
I just saved you. See? The old show, I would have said, why, Adam?
Because of Zach Galifianakis.
No, I would just let you do the bit.
What is it?
Yeah, there you go. You did it anyways. You did it anyway. You couldn't help yourself.
The gayest animal?
Probably the giraffe, I'd say.
The giraffe?
Mm-hmm. He works at Toys R Us.
Yeah. Well, he's a pedophile.
Toys R Us manager is probably the best job for like one of those middle-aged gay guys that was never got the cool package.
Yeah, he's really into corporate culture.
Yeah, if you're just like a loser gay guy.
He calls all the people that work for him team members.
Hey, welcome to Toys R Us.
Yeah.
I'm Randy. I'm the manager here at Toys R Us.
Oh, you're going to want to check out our Nerf section. I can tell you're a little athlete.
Thank you for calling Toys R Us on Route 35.
I love it here so much, I want to get my name changed to Jeffrey.
Well,
Jeffrey is kind of a gay name, too.
How did I get in here? I was at Suncoast Video for years, and then I managed a Spencer's Gift, and that was, you know, those were fun times in my life, but I don't look back on them fondly.
I was a young man.
I made a lot of mistakes. I bought a lot of novelty items.
Yes.
That some of them I regret. And now I ended up...
Life around.
When I was a little boy, I loved toys.
Mm-hmm. And toys. Yeah,
I love just adding the S after, forgetting to be gay and adding it. I loved toys. And I... And when I saw the job opening, I knew that I had to pull the trigger. Sorry. And I said to myself, Randy, you are going, one of these days, you're going to manage that Toys R Us, and you're going to get a nicer apartment for you and Mama.
And she was saying to me the other day, she was talking so much crap.
She was talking
She was talking so much crap. She said, you filled our house with all this Spencer's crap. And what am I supposed to do with all these horny toys?
There are 17 boxes filled with your 40, you're over the hill birthday cards.
What the hell am I supposed to do with all this?
I don't know what happened to my regular cane. I just got this one with a rearview mirror attached to the bottom.
Yeah, and I have a nickname for her. I call her Miss Thing.
My mom.
My mom.
I call my mom Miss Thing.
I call my mom Miss Thing.
Yeah.
Dude, those guys are great.
Mm-hmm.
Southern gay guys that are just gay for their mom.
That guy, Bald Sam. I forget. I don't know what else they'll call him because there's two Sam.
Yeah,
that Bald
guy.
Sam. Yeah. He was just sending me a bunch of like Down syndrome TikTok videos
really?
The other day.
Yeah.
And he sent me one. There's like a big thing in the Down syndrome TikTok community is like doing like the lip syncing the rap songs with like hand gestures.
That's cool.
Like they love doing
it. Wait, don't two of them have like a cooking show or something? Like there's like a Down syndrome cooking show. It seems abusive.
Yeah,
people love it.
I don't know. I don't think it's abusive.
Well, who's got the camera? You know,
me.
Yeah,
yeah. The director. Directed by Alec Baldwin.
Wait, what was the one they rapped? They go to rap Eminem and stuff.
We're gonna preemie.
How do they remember all the words?
They don't know any of the words. They just do the hand sign.
That's funny.
And it's just him sitting in the pasture. So he's this fat guy, and he's just he's doing the hand signs, and he keeps like pointing at his mom, like doing the point. Yeah. His mom's driving.
Yeah.
But the song's like about like fucking. So he's like, you know, I got it. You know, he keeps like doing like, but he's playing, and his mom's just not even reacting. She's just driving the car.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's like, they're going to love this on TikTok.
Yeah. She's like, Randy, put that phone down.
Randy, what's up, TikTok? This is my retarded son.
It's very funny that they have phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they? Well, they got to play games, dude.
They're calling Joe Biden all day long.
Yeah. President Biden.
Yeah. They're 16. They're 16, 17. You see that video of him?
No.
He's just getting, I mean, at what point?
Is he dead?
Yeah, I mean, the problem is like the fucking, like, conservatives definitely jumped the gun on the Joe Biden has dementia. Like, he's slowed down a bit. You know, he's an old guy.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, some of these fucking videos, I don't know, like, how you excuse. I mean, I can accept that, like, maybe it's just, like, editing. You catch him in a moment or something. Yeah. But, like, even with editing, I don't, like... This guy.
What was he saying?
Nothing. He's just mumbling. Somebody asked him a question. They were like, "Oh, who are you endorsing?" You know, and he's like, "Yeah, there's about that was 16. even when it's up 20, different ways, different guys." And then somebody just like pulls him away. It's just he's just nonsense.
Do you remember that he was like he was starting to crack a little on the campaign trail? They hit him away. And then I think he got a facelift. I think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then they took it. They sent him out, and he went out for that debate with Trump. And they just pumped him with the adrenochrome,
mm-hmm.
and he was just like zoned in one last time. It was like his one last job. I think it was like the third debate with Trump.
It's brutal. Life is such a tragedy, dude.
It's really sad that becomes of you.
Yeah,
you have to be the. They make you the president.
Mm-hmm. All the world's a stage, and we're merely players.
Yeah. Well, look at where we're sitting, brother.
You live the life and act in seven...
Life is a stage
with seven acts. How's the fun?
Yeah, seven stages.
There's seven stages. First one, you're a baby. I remember being a baby, and back then, black people were... There was also babies.
They used to have black babies.
Kamala's great. Who's Kamala? How about Carmella Harris? That would be a lot more fun.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great.
I'm black, Tony. Tony, I'm
black.
Tony, I'm black.
I'm black, Tony.
Tony, it's me, black lady. Excuse me. Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, can I have some chips?
Yeah. Do you have any chips?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about this. We probably talked about this before on the show, but it's just, I mean, we're 35 now or whatever, but it's just a gay guy saying a sentence. Just a gay guy just using his voice. It's still funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still funny to us.
That Dolce de Leche guy.
The Dolce de Leche guy at the airport. Yeah.
Do you have any Dolce de Leche?
Do you have the Dolce de Leche? At the Dunkin'. Just a snickering behind
it. I'm going to be telling my son that story.
Yeah, so we were at a Dunkin' Donuts at an airport.
My son is just doing gang signs at me while he's recording a Down Syndrome video.
Stop it. Stop that crap for a second. Yeah. Come here. Let me tell you a story about how it used to be life. How it used to be for us. There used to be gay guys going up at Dunkin' Donuts saying, do you have Dolce de Leche?
Do you have the Dolce de Leche? Oh, I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Why is it so funny?
I have no idea.
Is it hateful? No, I don't think so.
I have
so.
No idea. Everything's been funny to me. I tell you, like one nice weekend in Minneapolis. Now I got my heart back.
Yeah, you seem happy.
I'm chuckling. I had a great time.
It was
dude.
The Twin Cities. You were just in Minneapolis, not St. Paul. What's going on over on St. Paul?
I think that's the trad Kath side.
That's the trad Kath. Yeah. Yeah,
you'll have to ask Dasha what goes on over there.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, we're like, they're just like they just say everyone's outfit's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah, speaking of Down syndrome communities, so I got us matching Yeti tumblers.
Yeah, Nick and I both have Yeti.
I got the water coolers.
Water bottles.
As a celebration for opening the office, I surprised you with the water cooler.
It was $40.
Well, the water cooler was $230.
The water cooler, yeah.
Also, hold on. What is that?
I want to celebrate it.
No, but to be like, it was $40.
No, that's an expensive water bottle. Oh, okay. That's one of the most expensive water bottles you can buy.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyways, that surprises me.
And it keeps the water cold for fucking days.
Anyway, so, you know, they got the chug cap on there. And I left mine on.
I love the pour.
It's got a great pour. It got stuck. And I was like, is there a trick to getting this thing off? Because I didn't want to put it in like a bench vise and fuck it up, right?
Yeah.
And so I Google chug cap stuck. I don't know what I put in, but I found the Yeti cooler subreddit.
Yeah.
Which has got to be just one of the most depressing things I've ever seen in my life.
Who is it? Is it like operator kind of guys?
Reddit is
it's
fucking,
guys that came back from Iraq and now Reddit they're talking is, about water bottles.
Reddit is absolute poison.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Well, the fact that it can turn literally anything into a community.
Yeah.
And like some of them are pretty depraved, like the pimple popping bullshit. Like at least there's probably some kind of sexual thing there. There's like something.
It's like oddly satisfying.
Posting
videos.
Pictures of Yeti cups is not, you shouldn't have an account in a community. You can't be like, oh, I got to check out what's going on with my Yeti cup friends.
I'm going to follow Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are they saying?
They just post pictures of the fucking cups. They're like, oh, big weekend today, drinking water.
Got new stickers.
Yeah. I got the new, and it's one of, they have these like hidden colors.
I want to look at it.
Who's right into now. That is Mike Racine. He was telling me
he
about
loves
it.
The Yeti water bottle.
He's like, yeah, this is one of the, they have limited colors.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so gay.
You can only get these colors at certain times.
Oh, but it's for Yeti coolers too.
Yeah. But it's mostly the cups.
I mean, the water bottles are really good.
I was the same with David. I wanted here's this. If we still have Reddit guys that listen to the show, can you please go what's it called when you like,
this is so sad.
Not barricade. What's it called when you like raid a subreddit? Bombard. There's a
raid.
No, like bullet. They have like a bullet. It starts Blitz? To B, isn't it? It's not barricade. Anyways, go do that to the Yeti subcooler. Someone make the account Mr. Minneapolis, a.k.a. the Las Vegas Kid. And just, I like the idea of somebody that's just posting on there. He's like super, super excited, commenting on every post, you know, talking about how much he loves Yeti coolers. And then just post pictures of you by yourself cheersing no one with a Yeti Rambler with 32 ounces of Jack Daniels in there. A toast to kings on this fine Yeti afternoon, getting drunk by myself on the Yeti subreddit.
Oh, they just dropped new Yeti sweaters and hoodies.
Oh, great. That way everyone knows what kind of thermos I drink
out of. This is so sad. This guy, He said, it's just a fucking tumbler, a yellow tumbler. It says, you only graduated paramedic school once. Might as well treat yourself with a cup.
Yeah. Right.
People are so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back, it's a little thing that says, welcome to our home.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend gets his mom these for, like, every holiday. He gets her, like, a new, like, thing where it's, like, a piece of wood that's, like, painted on.
That's how you know. That's somebody that never learned how to get gifts for people.
And his mom loves them. I went to Christmas with his family once, and he got her one that said, I love that you are my mom. It was Brian. It was Brian.
Who's Brian?
Brian P.
Oh, okay.
Our boy.
Yeah.
Brian Pinheiro. Shout out to my boy.
Shout out to his mom.
Shout out to his mom. I think I'm seeing it. I think he's coming to the show tonight.
Oh, he's going to be there tonight?
Yeah, it's like, come on, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys, we're doing Funny Moms. Everyone keeps asking. It's every Monday.
And I got to push these shows. This is the end of the tour. Fucking Governors this weekend. And then I think Magoobies the weekend after that. Not this weekend. Governors is next weekend. Then Magoobies. And then And then what? Yeah, Cobbs, San Francisco.
What is this? Yeti coffee cup in the shower. Great combo. Jesus Great combo. Christ.
Yeah, what are you doing? Dude?
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck are you doing?
Why do you have to put
the just suffer the quiet dignity of being alone.
You're dying.
Don't try. Yeah.
You're dying.
You're not like when you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, something's wrong. Know that the answer is that you have nobody in your fucking life. There's no such thing as the Yeti community. It doesn't exist. It's as fictional as Yetis themselves, as a matter of fact.
Oh, this guy's pissed at Yeti.
That's how about that for a joke, huh?
What's that again?
That's like a Tom Myers thing.
What's that again?
The Yeti friendship. It's like that's about as real as Bigfoot.
That's pretty good.
Or Yeti, whatever.
Yeah, the Yeti. Yeah. This guy's mad because he's bought his second M20 and it's had the same problem. I think it's
I saw that post. With
I
the
think
bag.
It's time for a recall.
Like, love, no, because that read the whole post because it starts off with love Yeti stuff and I'll always buy their products, but I'm upset about that. I know what you want, the bag that's like too inflated or something. And then there's a bunch of guys angry being like, that's not a defect. You got to heat the bag up in the oven to fix it. It's like, what? You just don't know the tricks.
These people.
Yeah,
this isn't a defect. It happened to my husband as well. Just leave it open.
There was one guy on there. I just glanced at it briefly. It was like, my car exploded. My car blew up, but the Yeti cooler, and he pours out, and there's still ice in there. And they're all like, wow. And it's like, bro, you almost died. time to post on the Yeti subreddit about how great my cooler is after my truck fucking exploded. Well, before it spontaneously combusted, I almost burned to death. The firemen are in the background working.
Oh, yeah, guy's truck exploded.
Mm-hmm.
But his Yeti is still going to... Oh, God. The fire department's there.
They're there.
The fire department is literally, they have a hose. They're putting his fire out. He's making a video.
Yeah. Somebody should post on there. If you're a photographer, you figure out how to do it. You've got my Yeti cup, right? And then it's, you know, the Yeti cup's in focus. And in the back, just out of focus, it's his son hanging from a rafter dead. He's killed himself. My entire family's killed themselves. Check out my new 46-ounce Rambler I got. Just another beautiful day on the Yeti subreddit.
Oh, my God. Wait, what does this mean? When the wife moves in and you got to make room in the kitchen and it's like a fucking plastic storage bin with 80 Yeti cups in it.
There's no
But wife. What does it mean that his wife has moved in?
It means that there's
no
wife.
That his wife was living elsewhere?
It doesn't mean anything because there's no wife.
It's a lie.
He got evicted from his efficiency apartment and he's moving back into his mom's house. And so he needed to put the Yeti coolers into a fucking Rubbermaid. And you know how upset he is that he didn't have a Yeti cooler to put those cups in? Actually, zoom in on that. See if it's a Yeti cooler filled with Yeti cups.
No, it looks like a like a Rubbermaid storage bin.
You know this fucking guy's packing that thing up, and he's just thinking, what time does Dick's Sporting Good close? If I could measure these Yeti cups, I could go there now, and I could get a Yeti cooler to put all my cups in.
What is the color at the blue end of the can opener box is resting on? The very bottom corner, the one kind of hidden near the top. No, it's essentially two rows to the right. This guy's just trying to find a special color.
Mm-hmm. This is what happens. These are just people with Beanie Baby brain. It's an entire generation. Like all the same shit that caused furries, because furries didn't exist.
But I kind of feel like they think that Yeti is tactical.
I don't think it's a tactical thing. I think it's mostly hinges on the hidden color aspect. The collectible.
Get those tools out and build a shelf in the man cave. And then the OP says, that's definitely part of the future plan.
That's part of the plan, dude. Step one, get a job. Step one is have literally anything else in your life other than cups. Collectible cups.
Jesus Christ, man. These guys. I really do love the water bottle. I'm not talking shit about the company.
Yeah.
I'm talking shit about these fucking
We're trying to snatch a sponsorship.
Oh my God.
They're good. It's a good, I don't know. I have nothing to compare it to.
I love it.
I just wanted to do something nice.
This guy's taking a picture of his Highlands Olive collection next to his electric bike.
Yeah, my Highlands Olive collection. These guys are always in the garage. There's always in a garage in some like prefab house in a development in like the middle of Arizona.
With these kind of floors, right?
Yeah.
The kind that you don't drive on.
Yeah, like epoxied cement floor.
Yeah. So you like park outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend's dad used to have floors like that. We used to get drunk in that garage and then he'd get mad at us. You're going to fuck up my floors.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah, dude. When you go to work dressed like a Yeti water bottle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the teacher?
Yeah, she's fat as shit.
Yeah, she's fat as shit, dude. Yeah. That, I saw that post. That one made me laugh. Did she put the emoji over her face? So no one discovers her. I guess it's smart of her, honestly.
You're taking a picture of her fat body. Game recognized game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Curves finally refunded my 3 years of gym membership after they went out of business, and I treated myself to a Yeti tumbler.
Dude, this is so sad. Mm-hmm. I can't stop looking for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I got real into it.
Guy's got a bull. He's got like a fake bull head that he could put on his cooler so he can practice roping on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like their branding is that it's not for pussies.
Is it?
And it's like for people that like van life and stuff and glamping.
Yeah.
That's kind of their brand. And that's why these fucking dipshits.
Get them.
Yeah, these fucking pieces of shit. Girlfriend hooked me up for our anniversary. He got a Yeti hoodie for his girlfriend.
Yeti hoodie, that's out. Las Vegas Raiders hoodie, that's in.
Dude, we just won our second game this weekend. Let's go.
Yeah, I've been wearing that Raiders hoodie for like a week and a half straight.
Do people want to talk about it all the time?
It's funny because I'll go do shows and like people try and mog me afterwards about not changing my clothes or whatever. And it's like, yeah, I don't have to. I don't have a boss, dude. I haven't brushed my teeth in fucking 2 weeks. And you have to talk to me while I sit here smelling like shit.
Yeah, you just paid money to watch me.
I'm wearing literally 7 different types of vegan salsa on my clothes.
Yeah.
And nobody can tell me. Nobody can fire me.
Yeah, you're a dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, dude. I'm happy your shows were good.
Dude, it was so fun. Everyone, if you came out, thank you. Even if you didn't, thank you, Minneapolis.
You love it there.
Dude, it's such a charming, nice place. It was great. I had such a great time.
It's like a city?
Yeah, it's very pretty, too. Just walking around. I mean, I was standing like bullshit downtown. And I guess it's like you really get a sense of perspective when you go to like other, like, you know, you spend the weekend in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And that's like.
Cleveland's sad.
Yeah.
Cleveland is like, but the comedy club is right by that one street where they're trying to make it happen.
After Buffalo and Nashville in fucking, to the extent that I was in,
I was in
Houston, Texas, of all places.
Yeah.
Walking around being like, nah, Houston's all right.
Really?
You know how low you have to
downtown
get?
Downtown Houston?
I don't know. I guess they do have a downtown.
They do have a downtown.
Houston's just, it's like LA. It's just sprawling.
You can't walk, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool cars in Houston, though.
Well, like lifted shit. Lifted suspension shit.
I saw a Ferrari 348. That was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I get that.
Are you going to get an exotic vehicle one day?
Shall I become a Ferrari guy?
Hell yes.
No.
And you should wear all Ferrari clothes.
I'm going to get a cigarette boat. That's going to be the move.
That's so sick, dude. Yeah.
I'm going to get $1 million racing boat.
You got to do the move that he does in the Colin Farrell move.
The best vehicle is fan boat.
Yeah,
I moved down to the Everglades. I got a fan boat.
It'd be so sick.
And I'm like, hey, see you later, alligator. I'm just being chased by alligators.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Wearing my Raiders hoodie with 9 Yeti cups on the dash of the speedboat. Just live streaming directly to the Yeti subreddit. See you later, alligators. They're like, wow, Mr. Minneapolis is the coolest guy on the Yeti subreddit. He's drunk, he has no one in his life, and he's got every hidden color and a fan boat.
I'd like someone to make a long post on the Yeti subreddit about how you're ready to kill yourself, but your Yeti kind of convinced you not to.
Yeah.
But something arrived in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it made you realize life was worth living.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, yeah, no, you gotta get it. We gotta move to Miami. You gotta get one of those cigarette boats.
Yeah,
and then we gotta pull the move where you go down to Havana for the perfect mojito.
I was up till like 3 a.m. last night just reading about Al Capone on my phone.
He moved down there.
Yeah, he had a nice house in Miami.
I know, someone just bought it.
You know, his net worth was like the modern day equivalent. He was like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know who got him? Post office.
I also had no idea that Al Capone was like a big guy.
He was fat.
Yeah, he was fat, but I thought he was like Danny DeVito. I thought he was.
You
like
thought he was short.
I thought he was like a little blueberry.
How big was he?
He was like, you know, I mean, he was like 5'11 or something.
He was huge.
You look at pictures of him with other guys, and he's like a massive guy. Well, not massive, but he's like a big guy.
Little Italian guys.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was sick. How did he make his money? Racketeering.
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chicago guys made more money than the New York guys because all the liquor came in through Canada.
So they distributed the rest of the country.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they would drive them over, like either the lakes or the river, like frozen lakes and rivers. They had like special cars to bring to drive on the lakes.
That's so sick.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Their cars were probably fucking heavy back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool also how they used to hang on the side of the cars after like a...
The Tommy gun?
Yeah, with the gun.
Mm.
That's a sick move.
Yeah. How about a mommy gun?
Yeah.
I don't know what it does. I got nothing on that one, sorry.
No. You live with it and you call her Miss Thang?
Somebody sent me a tweet with a video off TikTok of... Somebody tweeted, they're like, I need a retarded mommy girlfriend. And it's women do these things now where they post on TikTok where it's like, just my day, and it's like what they do during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just this lady, and they do nothing.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's like, I make breakfast, and then
I did an art project with my friends.
Not even art projects, dude. Yeah. Just like I made breakfast, and then I walked into the other room. One of the things she says, she goes, I put my shoes on. Just a video of her putting shoes on. Like a toddler. I put my shoes on.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, yeah, they're so stupid. I've seen those before. Like, there's a video, like, how to, like, my day as an art, or, like, as a fashion student in New York City, and people were just like, the caucasity of this video.
Yeah.
But it seemed like she was having a great time.
I mean, it's not even caucasity. It's just like the product of like Lexapro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so numbed from your antidepressants.
Yeah. What happens is modern women, they get broken up with by, you know, like a Vine star. right?
Yeah, a guy with a floppy front haircut.
Right, yeah. Some guy
with a reverse mullet.
Yeah, some guy with perfect skin and weird posture and tall socks.
Yeah.
And pristine sneakers.
Yeah, wearing a tight pearl necklace.
Yeah, he breaks up
with
him.
Why do men wear those?
And then they go to therapy one time, and they're like, yeah, you have borderline personality disorder. We're going to pump you full of fucking SSRIs, and we're going to need to permanently change your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
And turn you into a content zombie.
Yeah.
And then they think
Stepford wife.
Basically, yeah. A Stepford internet girlfriend.
Yeah.
It really is a tragedy.
They're good people.
It's just it's shocking of all the things that whatever feminism is that they address. The pathologizing of
you break up with me, I'll kill myself.
Yeah, I mean, don't kill yourself, obviously. Yeah. But you want to say that once or twice, go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
You know. But they just pump them full of drugs now.
She seems tight.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
I don't know.
Can I look at pictures?
Kendall something.
Kendall, yeah.
Kendall McKenzie.
Yep.
Madison Square Garden.
I loved her.
Yeah. That was an early bit.
Yeah. That was a walk through the city.
Yeah. My name is Madison Square Garden.
I like black guys.
And this is my friend Chelsea Pierce. No, Madison Square Garden and Chelsea Pierce are the wasps. They're not the black guy one. Their Jewish friend Hoyt Skirmerhorn.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that's like, I like black guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she's dating a guy named J Street Metro.
Yeah.
My name Metro Tech.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is J Street Metro Tech. My name's Hoyt Skirmerhorn, and this is my black boyfriend, J Street Metro Tech. me and my WASP friends, Chelsea Piers and Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah. Who's the Asian friend?
Oh, damn.
Park Slope.
Park Slope, yeah. Oh, my God. What a great bit that just sort of materialized. It all came together on its own.
We were just walking on
the beauty of the Big Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great city.
Yeah. I love this city. You know, I say that
today is a really beautiful day.
So I was in Minneapolis, and I talked to people about how nice it is, and they're like, you should move here. And it's like, well, hold on, pal.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, move here so some guy can fucking put his knee on my neck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, fucking no chance, brother.
Mm-hmm. One guy tried to come to the show with like a tactical backpack. He's wearing like a high vis vest and he brought like a tactical backpack just filled with shit. And they're like, you can't bring that backpack.
What did it have?
I have no
idea. Guns to kill you?
Yeah, I don't know. I talked to him for a while. He seemed like a nice guy, but apparently he showed the host of the show's a bunch of crime scene photos he just had on his phone.
What?
Like, not from Google. Like, he had just had them saved on his phone, just crime scene photos.
Is he a police officer?
I have no idea, but I'm glad that conversation ended with a handshake and a smile.
Yeah, yeah.
And not, how
and
it could
have been. His name was Shaveen?
Not Bang Bang. Yeah.
His name was Derek?
Yeah, but that's probably the most frightening person that's come out.
Really?
Yeah. What's going on with the hat? You're chewing your head.
I'm not chewing my head. There was just a threat. No, that was the scariest guy you've had?
Yeah, I think so. And even that, but it was, like I said, pleasant conversation. Nice
Everyone's
guy.
Everyone's nice at shows, honestly.
Yeah. No, in real life, well, the internet is
they're
bad.
Always like, they're always like, yeah, don't check my DMs.
Yeah.
They're like, I've sent you a lot.
Yeah.
They're pretty disgusting. And
yeah.
Yeah.
No, the internet.
I think you're actually a pretty fucking nice guy.
The internet is funny. I remember being a kid, and I remember my grandpa being like, I don't know about this internet thing. And the absurdity of that to me, I was like, of course you'd say that, you old piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first of all, it's fully owned by people.
Now, yeah. That's the other thing, too, is I'm thinking about, like, what the internet was, which was also probably, for lack of a better word, toxic, 20 years ago. I mean, of course it was, but at least it wasn't just owned by companies that are in bed with the White House deciding, who gets to say what.
Yeah.
About
Elon's going to let Trump cook again.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's the first thing he's going to do.
Is he buying? How'd that work?
He's actually going to do it, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's going to let my boy back on.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun again for a week.
You should just buy it and shut it down, dude.
That would be so sick.
Somebody should do it. If I had the resources.
But I think Tesla's tanking right now.
Yeah.
I think he did like a stock split so he could afford
That would be
Twitter.
My gift to humanity is buying all the social media websites and just fucking sending them down the tubes.
Yeah, and then starting a new one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called showmeyourpussy.com.
Just call it show me your asshole.
Show me your asshole. Show me your pussy.
Show me your pussy was better. That was good. I shouldn't have tried to bump
that. That's fine, dude.
Yeah. I was trying to yes and. Sometimes you go to yes and you just make a shittier version.
Listen, dude, we're not from the world of improv.
Yeah.
Those guys are killers.
They are.
They're quite literally, they've killed women.
Yeah. I'm glad improv is just dead. It's just
wait, the UCB went under.
That shit is all gone. I was
so
watching,
improv doesn't exist.
I was watching old like Chris,
improv didn't survive COVID.
They didn't. Yeah, I was watching.
It's
like,
really cool.
I was watching like old like I think it was like Chris Gethard stuff.
Yeah,
and you have it, don't you? You have the vape. And it's wild how just dated all that shit seems now. You know, all that like fucking WNYC branded comedy.
Oh, like stuff well, they that had that like. They had that, what do you call it, that, like, public access show. I've seen clips from that that are pretty funny.
Not the show itself. I guess mostly just Chris Gethard's stuff.
Oh, his stand-up? But his stand-up, stand-up is, like, storytelling.
I forget what I watched. It was just videos of, yeah. I mean,
what's that guy up to?
I don't know. Probably doing the same thing. Probably doing this.
He's probably doing this.
Look, I say all this, like, yeah, that shit's dated. You want to know, like I said, I've said it before, how bad this is going to look in fucking 10 years?
Well, this is the last one.
Yeah. We just got to make sure we don't fuck up the bag. So that, you know, life can be okay.
Let's keep an eye on the prize.
Yeah. You got to get the bag right because, like, look, mid-30s, you're already fucking pushing it.
Should we give them an update? Here's the update, folks. Tomorrow's camera test.
Yeah, we rented this space in August, and it's now
it's October.
Almost 2023. But and you know what's funny? The build-up, too, because, like, look, this set does look great. Oh, I'm excited really about it, but... It's been so much of a build-up. At this point, we would have to be doing... It would have to be Independence Day to make it seem worth it.
We'd have to blow up the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is literally... It's all right.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it. It's cool. Dude, I'm happy with it. It's exactly what I imagined, with the exception of the carpet. For whatever reason, we can't get the right kind of carpet.
We've ordered 3.
But the carpet is modular, so we'll just do this. And honestly, shooting it, the yellow doesn't look as bad as I thought.
It doesn't look bad, but we'll see how it looks under the lights.
Yeah. It's because when you take a picture with an iPhone, the iPhone already does all that, like, the color science or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think this will be fun.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it interacts with the lighted grid. But I think it'll look really good. But are we going to put C-stands over there with more lights?
I want to put a spotlight in that back corner for when people come out.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah, because it's...
Powerful. We got to get one of the most powerful ones you can get on.
Because you're going to come out this way, you'll do the monologue there, and I want to hit the spotlight for that.
That's great.
Then that's going to have to be... Because, you know, it needs to be moved, so that can't go up on the ceiling.
So are we going to have someone that's, like, operating the lights live?
I'll do that.
You'll do it live from the stage?
Because I don't need to be out here for the monologue.
No. That's
right. Spotlight you only need for, guests coming.
Okay, so you'll do that.
I'll run around, run all 3 cameras in the spotlight, and I'll have my own mic.
Your god mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, get ready for the god mic, guys.
My gay god mic.
Your gay god mic. Is that your penis? Let there be penis.
Let there be penis. A nightclub called
New York's hottest club is...
Yeah, just a gay guy trying to give an Uber driver directions and he doesn't know the S stands for South, the street. He's like, we're on 2nd Avenue. We're staying... Our hotel is on 2nd Avenue.
Yes. We're looking for a place called...
We're going to Francisco.
Yeah.
I love F.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina, throw your hands up.
No, it's North, bro.
South Carolina, throw your hands up.
Do you think it pissed off North Carolina people if South Carolina people try to make that their song?
Yeah, probably.
It'd probably piss them off, dude.
Let's do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's take that away from them.
You didn't like North Carolina? I thought you liked it there, too.
Nah.
No, it's bad.
I mean, it's not bad. It's just kind of boring.
We got to go.
Raleigh's nice. Raleigh's fine. Raleigh is just a fine, okay place.
I'll tell you where we got to go, brother. And I say it
and
all
I'm
the
saying
time.
All this in retrospect now after having a nice time in Minneapolis.
We got to build
Phoenix,
out the
dude,
studio.
Phoenix was a rough weekend. That was 2 weekends ago. That was a rough weekend.
You didn't like it there.
It's just I was worn out, and then, you know, I couldn't even do that. No, the first show was fine. Early show Friday was fine, but then the rest of the weekend, it's like I couldn't even do the fucking job.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to spend $200,000 on the studio.
Mm-hmm. We already did that.
And then decide when it gets a little bit too cold that we have to winter in Miami.
Yeah.
And then spend 3 months down on South
Beach. How about splintering in Miami? And you get a rat furry costume and you go down there and you...
Yeah.
I got back into furries recently, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, into the furry. Because it's not enough to just be a dog costume now. Now that, there's a lot of them to do the vor stuff. So the suits have, like, built-in, like, giant water bladders so they can pretend to be, like, fat and filled with water. And then they have other furries come over that shake the belly while they, like, you know, they pretend to be helpless with like, they do, like, a turtle that's stuck. And then they post the video online and they get, like, more engagement than I get, even.
Yeah, they get, like, 100,000 likes.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing, too. Twitter scares me now. Because I'll have Kyla post stuff, and it just bombs. I just bomb constantly.
Videos don't do big on Twitter.
Not videos, but even, like, just, I don't know how to tweet.
Or promo doesn't do
well. Nothing I say is funny. I'll say it to, I'll have her, and then it gets, people are like, fucking, you know, just.
Jokes?
Yeah, it's not
maybe
funny.
Maybe you're a shadow band. Dude.
And then now, but yeah, now Twitter is all run by young women.
Really?
Yeah, it's all, they're like, hot girls. Go to the dentist. The hot girls forget their shampoo or the, I don't know.
And that gets 100,000 retweets?
I got no idea, dude. I'm lost in the woods.
Yeah. You know you're a girl when the dentist
the world passes
puts
you
under.
You know how the stories about those guys? You brought it up. The guys that didn't know the Vietnam War ended or World War II ended. They just end up just in the jungle.
The Japanese guys, yeah.
That's everybody.
That what is do you fucking, mean? What is the
That's
war?
What life is.
Yeah.
That you just, you don't know, like nobody
you're just in the Philippines, you know, sitting in a tree killing Filipinos.
You arrive in adulthood in some kind of conflict that you have to resolve, and it never really resolves itself, and you have no idea, and you just sit up there in that tree, and then somebody's like, bro, you're 35.
The war is over.
You're 35 years old.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, but I got to get more retweets. I'm still not done being retweeted yet.
Yeah. That guy that was in the Philippines, like, killed, like, 400. That Japanese guy who's like just in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
He killed like 400 people. They were just, they kept trying to sit, be like, Captain Yak, the war is over.
Yeah. Clapanese.
Yeah. The Clapanese. All right. I got to go do the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks
guys,
for joining us.
Thanks
folks.
For joining us.
Governors next weekend.
I'll come with Nick.
All right. Cool. Adam will be there. So that'll be a fun weekend.
We'll have fun.
Yeah. We'll have fun.
All right. Bye.
All right. You want to do Magoobies too?
Is it the next weekend?
Yeah.
I really don't want to go to Baltimore.
I'll drive down there. It'll be easy.
Maybe. Actually, I might not be able to go that weekend.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right. I'll figure it out.
No. Actually, I think it's that weekend or the next weekend. But I think it might be that weekend. I can't go. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye.